This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni.
One of the folks that submitted writing online said, "I've never had a wound that took this long to heal."
That's Jen Johnson, the director of Invisible Wounds of War, a project that invites veterans and active duty soldiers to write about their injuries that are hard to see and sometimes easy to hide. Jen is a licensed professional counselor, but this project is not a counseling session. It's all about expression through writing and photography, and Jen sees herself as a facilitator. One of the things that I noticed about your call for people to come to the writing workshop is to make sure people are not afraid of the writing workshop if they are not writers.
Right. Yes. We call it the writing workshop for non-writers and writers, and you don't have to have any writing experience. We give structured prompts that will, you know, that you'll write in response to. And for people who are worried about grammar and, you know, spelling, we don't worry about that. We can help edit that. Even if you physically can't write, like if you have an injury with your hands or another struggle, then we'll have a writer there for you to support you and write what you tell them to write. So we try to make it as non-intimidating as possible.
In October, the project's sponsor, the Arts Council of Wilmington, will host an exhibit of the writing and photography created. Jen says people are not required to share their work in the exhibit, but she believes it's an important part of the process.
We invite veterans and active duty military to write and to make these photographs, but they certainly have the option about whether or not they want to participate in the final exhibit. But the exhibit is a way for the veterans to connect with their families more deeply, to connect with civilians. It's a way for us to broaden the conversation between the military community and the civilian community.
What does this do for them, taking pictures and writing? What does that open up for the veterans participating, and how does it lead to healing?
A number of veterans that come to the workshops haven't talked about their invisible wounds a lot. Some of them struggle to find language, and so by helping them and supporting them in writing, they find language to be able to express what they're struggling with. And there's a lot of good research out there that shows that creating a cohesive story about an experience and writing our deepest feelings and thoughts about how that experience has affected us is healing, physically and emotionally. The photographs, it's very similar. You know, sometimes there just aren't words. Even when we try to write, we still can't find exact words to express these invisible wounds. And photography is just another avenue, another way of expressing. The veterans design the image that they want to design. We do self-portraits in the photography workshops, and I want them to represent their invisible wounds and their healing process in whatever way they want to represent themselves. And I feel like that's a really important part of the process as well.
That was Jen Johnson, director of Invisible Wounds of War. The workshops are called What Can't They See? These are open to all North Carolina veterans and active duty military. The writing workshop is this Saturday, beginning at noon. The photography self-portrait workshop is Saturday, June 10th, beginning at noon. Both workshops are held at the Northeast Library in New Hanover County. Find details at whqr.org.